Angelo, let's go through it. Take me through that whole sequence that allowed you to find the back of the net with 8 seconds left to secure the win and move up to number two in the country.
Yeah, so I went out for the draw. The draw didn't go our way. The ball ended up on our defensive end, and Gavin Adler picks it up. Ball's in the air. I just see it in the air, and I trusted my teammates to come up with the ball. So I started breaking up field, considering that the other guys were on defense, and Dom just found me in open air. Ran down the field. They didn't slide to me, and I just shot it, and we won the game. So it was an awesome feeling.
I can't even imagine. What was the feeling like? Obviously, it was an awesome feeling, like you said, but can you describe to me a little bit more what it was like? Because I feel like sometimes players have these kind of moments, and they're like, yeah, I kind of really don't remember. I kind of blacked out with what happened. Like, do you remember the celebration? Do you remember everything that kind of came after it?
Yeah, it was an awesome feeling. Like, it was something I've always dreamed of growing up, you know, being an athlete. But it was really cool that I got to do it for my teammates, more importantly, opposed to just myself. You know, after the game, seeing all the seniors, all of our leaders, like, come up to me and hug me. It was a great feeling just being able to do that for them and avenge a loss from last year.
What was that like, and what was that conversation like, especially in the locker room after the game from your head coach, Peter Milliman, as you guys have now rattled off 5 straight wins for the first time in a while?
Yeah, you know, he's definitely proud of what we've done so far, but it's only 5 games. You know, we got to keep continuing to get better, work harder. We got a big contest this weekend, so we're all looking forward to that, and just get back to work and keep doing what we're doing.
Angelo Petrakis, our guest here on BTL, face-off specialist for the #2 Cornell men's lacrosse team. What has been the key and the recipe to success for this 5-game run to start the season?
I think it's been a point of emphasis this year that we more focus on ourselves and just controlling what we can control, get better every day just to put ourselves in the best situation to be the best athlete we can be. And I think that's helped tremendously, opposed to just scouting other teams and whatnot. So just controlling what we can control, just let it all fly on game day and just play our game.
I know there's still obviously a lot of season left, but with this 5-0 record and being #2 for the first time in about 6 years, do you guys feel any pressure or like a target on your back or anything?
No, I don't sense that from the guys. We're just getting better every day, just continue to work hard and just have fun with it. You know, at the end of the day, it's a sport. As long as we're having fun, competing, working hard, that's all that matters.
Angelo Petrakis, freshman face-off specialist, joining us here on BTL. He helped the Big Red jump from #7 to #2 in the country with a game-winning goal on Sunday against then #7 Penn State. When you look at the last couple of weeks of the season, and maybe even before the season began, during the fall campaign when you guys were getting ready for the new year, how do you feel like your game has really progressed? How have you improved as a player here in your freshman year?
Being a freshman, coming from high school, I think my game has definitely improved in terms of my stick skills. In college, it's more important to be able to get the ground ball, be able to catch and throw, stay on the field a little bit, and I think that part of my game has improved tremendously, and looking forward to continuing to improve.
You went 18 of 19 from the X in that win against Penn State. How much time do you put in practice working on that? And what has been the toughest adjustment you've had to make from the high school level into the Ivy League?
You know, we have 6 face-off guys at Cornell. They all do a good job of giving a different style at practice. So you get to really see it all. We compete every day. So you're always in a grind. And in terms of the biggest adjustment at the face-off X for college is definitely the wing speed. They get in there a lot quicker. So you have to be precise on your exits and much faster. So that's definitely different. But they do a good job in practice of getting me used to it.
What brought you to Cornell? Because I'm sure the options were kind of on the table for you, being a U.S. lacrosse and Under Armour All-American. What brought you to Ithaca?
I mean, first and foremost, the coaches are just great people. Yeah. They believed in me always. And I feel like it's the best opportunity for me to be like the best person I can, not only athlete. It offers great academics as well as athletics. I get to compete at the highest level while obtaining an Ivy League degree. And just the culture here, it's really like no other. Everyone's so close, and it's just an awesome place to be.
We're chatting with Angelo Petrakis here on BTL, freshman faceoff specialist for the Cornell men's lacrosse team, now number two in the country. Do you remember what the big selling point was for you? Maybe something that Coach Milliman said, or maybe one of the assistants mentioned to you that really made you think, all right, maybe Cornell is the place for me.
Yeah, I was sitting in Coach Milliman's office with Coach Stevens and Coach Milliman, and they always say to their recruits, like, if you're not ready to work hard, like, this place isn't for you. And I really like how they don't, like, try to push their recruits, you know. Mm-hmm. They kind of just let their recruits come to them. So with that being said, like, if you're not ready to work hard, like, this place isn't for you. And I'm, like, a blue-collar type of kid, love to work hard, like, love that type of atmosphere. And that really stuck with me, and it's something I'll always remember. So once he said that, you know, I really thought this place was definitely for me.
And from what I can tell, you were a three-sport athlete. I knew you were a wrestler, and you finished as a state finalist last year, but you also were a football player as well. So have you always been a three-sport athlete for most of your life?
Yeah, I have been most of my life. Played three sports in high school. It was a lot of fun, but just lacrosse now.
So was lacrosse always the ultimate goal, or were there other opportunities maybe for you to compete in the other sports elsewhere?
I think lacrosse was definitely the ultimate goal within my career.
We're chatting with Angelo Petrakis here on BTL of the number two Cornell men's lacrosse team, freshman faceoff specialist, scoring the game-winning goal in a big-time game and a big-time win against Penn State. Well, I mean, looking ahead to your schedule, it's certainly a gauntlet. You've got really, really tough teams down the road, like Hobart, Brown, of course, Syracuse and Princeton within the top three in the nation. And then you got Yale coming up this Saturday, which is a huge matchup against a top five, top six opponent. What have you guys been working on specifically to get ready for the Yale game? And how do you hope that this momentum continues heading into the rest of the really tough meat of your schedule?
We just got to focus on some little details within the game, you know, like ground balls, just little things that make a big difference within the game. And also, like I said before, just controlling what we can control, you know, just get ourselves better every day and put ourselves in the best situation to go out and compete Saturday and the rest of the season. Just compete. That's all we could ask for, right?
Yeah. Angelo, you're having a great start to the season, man. Really looking forward to seeing what you and the guys do for the next couple of weeks here. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes, and good luck on Saturday against Yale, okay?
Thank you for having me. I appreciate that.